Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is Faith, Not Sight, the Story of Isaac. Our message is based on the Old Testament reading from Genesis 22 that Richard just read for you. You will not find a sermon outline today because this sermon is more of a story sermon. But today, I'm going to assume the character of Isaac and tell you my story as Isaac, the son of Abraham. And I have imported a narrator to help me as we tell this story. Ian, would you come to the lectern? Good morning. Permit me to introduce myself to you this morning. I'm Isaac, the son of Abraham and Sarah. I've come to share my story with you. It's a story of faith, not sight. It's my story, but I hope by the time I'm finished with my story, you'll discover it's your story too. I'm Isaac, the son of promise, because many years ago, the Lord God promised my father Abraham and Sarah they would have a son, me, and here I am. And from me would come as many descendants as the stars in the sky. But even more important than that, from me, one of my descendants would be the Messiah, the Savior, whom you know as Jesus. But I'm also the son of laughter, because that's how my name, Isaac, can be translated in Hebrew. Laughter, or laughing boy. Why such a name? Well, because when the Lord God told my mother and father they were going to have me, my dear mother laughed and laughed. Mama was 90 years old. Papa was 100. And even the thought of how I would come to be made her laugh and laugh. But God had the last laugh, and they gave me the name of Laughter. But enough of that. I've come to tell you my story today. Actually, it's just one event in my life. The writer in the sacred book of the Bible you call Genesis begins the story this way.
And it came to pass, after these things, God did tempt Abraham.
Now, God doesn't tempt anyone to evil. He doesn't tempt anyone to sin. But sometimes God chooses to test us, to try our faith, to strengthen our faith, to draw us closer to himself. He's going to teach us that we live by faith and not by physical sight. Now maybe, my dear friends, today, maybe today you somehow feel tested. Are you asking, Lord, why this time of trial and testing in my life? Well, please learn this lesson that my father and I learned. Our God is trustworthy, and he will strengthen you, and he will see you through. We live by faith, not by sight. Now, what did the Lord God tell my father Abraham? Listen to the words of the sacred writer.
Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I shall tell you of.
I wasn't with Father when he was told this. I'm not even sure how the Lord God told my father, but God spoke and my father obeyed. And later, well after the events of this story, Father shared with me what he was thinking when he received this shocking command by God. Father told me, if the Lord God had said, take a choice lamb of your flock and offer it, it wouldn't have been so shocking. But he was told to take your son, your only son, the son whom you love, the son of the promise, the son of laughter, and offer him as a burnt offering on Mount Moriah. My father said he thought, what? Kill my son? Lord God, haven't you said in your commandments, thou shalt not kill? And Father told me later, two tensions filled his heart and pulled him this way and pulled him that way. One, if he killed me, how would the promise of the descendants come? How would the promise of the Messiah come to pass? But if he killed me, secondly, how could he explain to Mama? How could he explain to his wife? How could he tell Sarah that he silenced the laughter, that he put to death Isaac, her pride and joy? These were the things that raced through my father's mind and heart, but somehow deep inside he knew he could trust God. How about you? Do sometimes things in your life just not make sense? Have you struggles that you wrestle with and nobody knows about them but you and God? Dear people, learn the lesson I learned that day. God can be trusted. We live by faith and not by sight, because exactly what your sacred writer wrote is what happened next.
Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and split wood for the burnt offering, and went to the place where God told him.
Father had not told anyone what was about to happen. What if he had told Mother? What if he had told me? All Father could do was what he knew God wanted him to do. And dear friends, please take this lesson for yourselves. Do what God has clearly told you to do, and know that your Father in heaven will handle the rest. Again, faith, not sight. And your sacred writer continued.
Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off.
3 days we journeyed. 3 days Father kept to himself this horrible secret. 3 days my Papa walked with me, holding my hand. 3 days I looked into the eyes of my father, whom I loved and respected and trusted. And only now that I look back do I understand the wetness in my Papa's eyes that day. On that third day, this is what my father said to the others who were traveling with us.
Stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go up yonder, and we will worship and come again to you.
Did you get that? Did you hear that? The lad and I will go up yonder, and we will come again to you. At that time, I didn't give my father's words a second thought. It wasn't later till I could understand, but my father, did he somehow believe that God would raise me from death after I was sacrificed, and we too would come back to them together? Father didn't have any of the answers, but he knew that God could be trusted. Yes, again, dear friends, faith, not sight. And this is what happened next.
Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they went, both of them together.
Little did I know what was going to be offered on that wood I was carrying in my own shoulders. So with childlike simplicity, obeying my papa, I struggled under the weight of the wood, and I said to my father these very words.
Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
Where was the lamb? How could I have known? I was to be the sacrifice. And then Father spoke those words to me, those words that I shall never forget, those words that have been kept for you and recorded to this very day.
My son, God himself will provide a lamb.
God himself will provide a lamb. Father trusted that God would provide. Some think that my father, by faith, saw the Messiah, Jesus, the Lamb of God, slain for the sins of the world. Because many, many years after I lived, Jesus spoke these next words to a group of religious leaders in his day.
Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad.
My father saw the day of Jesus. Now perhaps he only fully knew this later. Perhaps. But one thing I do know for sure. On that day, when Father's eyes met mine, I knew that I was the Lamb. I didn't understand, but I trusted my father. And as the sacred writer wrote for you,
the two of them walked on together, and at length they came to the place where God had told Abraham. He built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood.
Now, all you loving parents, you know what it's like, don't you? To look over a sick or a hurting child. Imagine my father looking down upon me, bound on that wood and that stone altar. See the tears streaming down my aged father's cheeks. Out of the fullness of his heart, hear my papa say, "Goodbye, my son. Goodbye." And the sacred writer tells you this.
And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son.
But sing, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth. Man's dilemma is God's deliverance. We can live by faith and not by sight, because this is what happened next.
But the angel of the Lord called to him, and he said, "Do not lay your hand against the lad, for now I know that you fear and trust God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son." Then Abraham raised his eyes, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in place of his son.
Joy of joys! Whew! Can you imagine? What was the happiest moment you can remember in your life? What's the happiest single moment you can remember in your life? Well, magnify that by 100-fold, and you get a picture of how happy my father was. Oh, let me tell you, and me too. Woohoo! Oh, pardon me. In this place of worship, one should say hallelujah, but woohoo! God provided the lamb. God did indeed provide the lamb. Now, by your faces, I can see that you're affected by this story. Indeed, who can be unmoved at such an event? But behold, and now listen carefully, for I want to show you a mystery hidden underneath this event in my life, a mystery meant to be proclaimed to all generations, a mystery that will give you peace and give you strength whatever life brings your way, because I am but a type. I am but a representative of one who is coming after me. Now, what happened in those amazing days with my father Abraham points to the one that you are worshiping during the season of Lent. My life story points to the Messiah, to Jesus. The symbolism is so obvious that no one who believes the sacred writings to be the word of God has ever doubted it. This very Mount Moriah, where I was to be sacrificed, centuries later became the exact place where the temple was built, the place where sacrifices were made for the sins of my people, the Jewish people, for my descendants. But did you know that just a stone's throw away from this very place where I was to be sacrificed, where the temple was built, just a stone's throw away is another place called Calvary, where he who was greater than the temple was sacrificed, not just for the sins of my people, but for the sins of the whole world. Now, you heard about me carrying the wood for my sacrifice upon my shoulders. Please know that Jesus carried the wood of his own cross to that mount, where he would be the sacrifice for you. Father Abraham built the altar. Father Abraham laid the wood in order. Father Abraham bound me to it, his son, his only son whom he loved. Who was it that bound Jesus to the cross? You know, it really wasn't the Roman soldiers. It really wasn't the angry Jewish leaders. God the Father gave his son to sinful men for crucifixion to pay for their sins. For God so loved the world, he gave his son. It was his plan to give his son for you, in your place, to pay for your sins. Now, did you somehow marvel when I, Isaac, willingly consented to my father's plan for sacrifice? So much more marvel at the words of Jesus, who said to his father, "Father, I have come to do your will." And now marvel at the words of the sacred writer, who praised Jesus with these words,
"Greater love has no one than this, but that he lay down his life for his friends."
And now, my friends, don't look at Isaac. Look at the one. Right now, look at that one who hung upon a wooden cross for you. There was no one to save him like I was saved. No substitute was provided. No last-minute deliverance. For me, it was true. God did provide a lamb, but Jesus was the lamb. And as John the Baptist said of him, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." God provided Jesus the Lamb on Mount Calvary as your sacrifice and your substitute. Another writer named St. Paul had this to say,
"He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not with him generously give us all things?"
Dear friends, here's the very center of our faith. It's the faith I had looking forward to the day of Jesus. It's the faith you have even now looking back. All of this was true for me and my father 2,000 years before Jesus was born into the world. And is it every bit true to you today, 2,000 years as you look back? Oh, glorious faith, even without physical sight. Now permit me just two last thoughts. I imagine that each of you here today have some Isaacs in your life. Some people, possessions, relationships, or plans that are precious to you, like I was to my father. But daily, be ready to give them up to God should he so require you. Daily, surrender your Isaacs into God's hands, and God will take care of you. And you will learn, even as my father and I did on that Mount Moriah, it is by faith we live, not by sight. And last thought, most importantly, at this time of Lent, the preparation before Easter, whatever challenges fill your life, whatever heartaches and unknown futures fill your heart and lives today, remember this wonderful news for sinners like us. Your Heavenly Father will never let you down. He will meet your deepest needs. He has provided Jesus the Lamb, and he has provided him for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus, thanks for listening to my story today. Amen.